Busloads of people from across New England traveled to Washington last week and were there during the violent storming of the Capitol. The group included elected officials and police. What consequences they face is now a matter of investigation and debate, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Even in the 2,000-person town of Troy, New Hampshire, the debate is fierce. After Troy Police Chief David Ellis publicly said he went to D.C. last week, there have been numerous calls for his resignation, and town officials say they've been threatened with violence. Dick Thaxton, chair of the Board of Selectmen, says town hall operations are now restricted to appointment only.
We're a small New Hampshire town. We pretty much know everybody that comes in, and we just don't want anything unfortunate to happen.
The New Hampshire Democratic Party is among those calling on Ellis to resign, but Thaxton says the chief told him that he did not take part in the violent storming of the Capitol.
He went to a presumably intentionally peaceful demonstration sponsored by the President of the United States, and a group of other people who apparently were participants in it went and raided the United States Capitol, which is appalling and terrible, but that doesn't involve our chief.
While Troy officials are standing by their police chief, in Natick, the town has referred to law enforcement a petition calling for the removal of town meeting member Suzanne Iani. Ben Jackson is a Navy vet who led the petition drive. He says Iani helped organize buses from New England to Washington last week.
I find it very, very problematic that a member of our town government participated in an insurrection against our national government. And I don't think you can be both things. You can't be part of government and opposed to government.
The interim town administrator in Natick says the town will hold a public hearing on Wednesday. Iani did not respond to requests for comment. In Somerville, officials are investigating a member of that city's affordable housing trust. Jessica Turner posted on social media that she was in D.C. on Wednesday, but she said she didn't go inside the Capitol. A city council hearing is expected. At least one local employer has let a worker go. UMass Memorial Healthcare in Worcester says one of its caregivers who may have been involved in the Washington violence is no longer part of the organization. Federal authorities say they're looking into possible criminal charges against the participants. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.